What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a patron named Keelan. Keelan and brother Colin have written us many questions, and this one reads, what if JF Cat had a race car and crashed a lot? Ow! Get your foot off the road, Mr. Eric. Get your race car out of my studio, JF Cat. But it's my birthday present, so I get to play with it as much as I want. Ugh. I don't know who bought that race car for you, but it's dangerous. I'll have you know I've already crashed this car 17 times, and the only person I've hurt is you. Yeah, and you've hurt me 17 times. Ow! 18. Oh, I don't think I'm very good at driving. You really aren't, Jojo. Good thing I'm a meowsing at apologies. Have you apologized? Sorry. Well, we've got one final question from a listener named Elise, who asks, what if Fred, JF Cat, and Alabaster Zero made paper dolls and they came to life and put on a show for What If World? So let's find out, what if our friends made paper dolls that came to life, and what if JF Cat had a race car and crashed a lot?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. JF Cat was very lucky to be okay. Well, mostly okay. He was recovering from his crash in the hospital, and his tail was in a long white cast. Mama Jamma was fussing over him, as you might expect.
And why is that, Mr. Eric? Just because I'm a mom, I have to be the fussy one?
Jojo just been staying with you all lately, and I thought,
well, I'll have you know, I didn't even make this chicken soup. Papa Lou did.
From a can. Speaking of cans, can you put a lid on it? Sorry, Jojo.
A lid on the soup, you mean?
No, on your talk. I was just in a totally unexpected race car crash. I wouldn't say totally unexpected.
Yeah, we kept telling you driving is not a game.
Uh-oh, they're teaming up on me. I've gotta change the subject, said JF Cat, as if we couldn't hear him. But you know, it's really not my fault at all. Fred and Alabaster bought me the car for my birthday.
Oh, I know. And that's why they're waiting outside, thinking about what they've done. And they won't play their Snokemon or their Wentendos until you're feeling better.
Oh, come on!
You didn't even do anything!
Fred the dog and Alabaster Zero poked their heads into the hospital room. Fred was an old pug mix, with a tongue too long for his mouth. And Alabaster Zero was a detective who didn't always act his age.
Age is just a number, Mr. Eric. And also, I'm not really sure how old I am.
I'll be 14 this January. So I'm basically the most grown-up dog ever, and I don't even think a grown-up can punish me, right? Right?
Oh, you too. I'm not punishing you. I'm just giving you the chance to deal with your guilt and figure out how to play safely together.
Then can we have our Wentendos back?
No. Have fun. Bye.
And with that, Mama Jamma left, blowing loud kisses at the three of them expertly dodged.
Is
she gone? Yeah, I think so. Then fork it over, detective.
But it's evidence from a crime scene.
What crime? I crashed into a tree. Or maybe it was a pile of sticks. Anyway, they were fine. And begrudgingly, Alabaster Zero opened up his backpack to reveal a badly dented race car that was just the right size for a cat.
Oh, forget about the car, Jojo. I bought some origami paper.
And once my tongue's nice and dry, I'll show you how to fold a paper doll.
Not interested.
Not interested in seeing a dog fold a paper doll with his tongue?
No, I prefer driving.
Now give me the keys.
The keys to what, Mr. Cat?
It's President Cat, and I want the keys to Meow House. Hello, Dr. Joan. What if world's foremost time-traveling doctor? Is there anything I can...
You can put a lid on it, President Cat. And by it, of course, I mean your desire to drive. You've got to rest at least 19 hours a day, preferably on a soft cushion beneath a sunny window where Mr. Eric usually sits for work.
Hey!
And absolutely no driving under any circumstances.
Butt doctor. You'll have to see a butt doctor if you go driving again.
Well, a hip surgeon, really, but the point is, figure out how to play safely, or you'll wind up back here again.
No driving. Get it, doc.
It's Dr. Joan. Now, I must go back to the future where I'm not the only doctor character in the entire world.
Bye. Say hello to future us.
Only if it won't create a paradox.
A pair of boxes? That's two more boxes than I have now.
Can we play with that paper now?
Yeah, but how does she know I have two boxes?
Time travel is spooky.
Okay, I won't drive any meow, so let's fold some paper.
Fred the dog popped the trunk of the little race car and took out a tongueful of thin, colorful squares of paper. Origami was even more difficult for cats and dogs than it was for humans. But after a few hours and a lot of tips from Fred, the three friends had each crafted a paper doll.
And then you fold the flipper-flap anti-counterwise and done.
Wow, it's amazing how you folded that with your tongue while also telling us how to fold it.
Man, your direction sounded absurd, but somehow I folded a perfect JF Cat paper doll.
And I made an alabaster doll. By following the same directions? That doesn't seem possible.
And my doll is me.
But...
I know, we should have our paper dolls put on a show for all of What If World.
And not think too hard about how we folded them.
Terrific. We'll live stream it using this crystal ball Abacus sent me as a get-well gift. Then I'll knock it off a shelf later.
See, Jojo? Nobody likes being stuck in the hospital. But we can make the best of it together.
With a little bat from Jojo's fluffy paw, the crystal ball rose up, glowing blue, and zoomed in towards the paper dolls, bathing them in the cool glow of its magic.
Quick, everyone in the car! We'll film a chase scene.
But Jojo, you're still hurt. You aren't allowed to wait a second. What happened to my beautiful voice?
Nobody panic. As long as my voice is still deep and resonant, we'll be a-okay. What's happening?
The paper dolls didn't realize it. But the moment JF Cat turned the crystal ball toward them, they'd come to life. And started talking.
Well, yeah, we realize it. You just told us.
Yeah, way to spoil the mystery, Mr. Eric.
I'm sorry, paper dolls.
We have names, Mr. Eric. We just don't know what they are, so let's give a minute to come up with them.
Oh, I'm sorry, please, take your time.
Not like I'm trying to tell a story or anything.
Oh, I've got it. You can call me Jojo Foldycard.
And I'm Alaposter Tissue.
My name's Letterhead Fred.
On off with the introductions, you three paper dolls. Go race my car.
And little JF Car took off down the hall. Alaposter Tissue and Letterhead Fred jumping in the back seat at the last minute and fastening their seatbelts. Jojo's little crystal ball followed them around like a floating video camera, taping their adventures and live streaming it to all of What If World.
Oh, no driving in the hospital,
a nurse cried, trying to chase them down. But they zipped away, taking a turn and...
Wheelchair!
A patient was being pushed right into their path. But JF Card zipped the car halfway up onto its side, driving with two wheels on the wall and two wheels skidding across the ground.
We really shouldn't be glorifying this kind of unsafe driving.
But a car crash can't possibly hurt us. We're made out of paper. We're basically indestructible.
I'm not sure you've thought this through.
And there it was, as they rounded another corner. A dragon's gigantic foot, but made entirely out of...
Oh, sticks.
Oh no, not again!
Shouted Stick Dragon. As for the second time in a day, a little race car crashed into her, scattering her giant foot all into pieces.
And now the three paper dolls were lost in a deep, dark pile of sticks.
Lead ahead, Fred. Alliposter Tissue, where are you?
But J.F. Card was lost in the forest of sticks, lit only by the dim blue light of the crystal ball outside.
Hey, crystal ball, if you're still live streaming, can you send someone here to help us?
But the crystal ball just rotated slowly above the forest, like a distant moon.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this? Oh, how are there already crickets in this forest?
Asked Jojo Foldycard, clearly avoiding the issue at hand.
Cram a paper airplane in it, Mr. Merrick. I know what I did. Meow!
JF Card was trying to pick his way through the stick forest, but then he realized that one of his paper legs had a painful rip.
Meow! I got myself hurt. And if my paper body can get hurt, then stick dragon stick body can get hurt too, huh? And maybe even my friends. Yeah, there's owls in this forest too. I mean, crickets living in a stick dragon, I get. But owls?
The sound of scratching sticks grew as if something was tearing through the forest, but he couldn't see what.
Hey, you can't just go clattering around like that. There are people here. Someone could get hurt. But that's kinda exactly what I was doing, driving around my car recklessly.
The forest of sticks shook and started falling toward JF Card. The little paper doll limped away, but he was surrounded. He dove into the crook of a Y-shaped branch, bracing his little body as the forest crashed around him. Jojo squeezed his eyes shut and felt the world shake and lift and turn upside down. And then he felt himself falling.
If I get through this, I promise to think about safety before silly. Jojo, is that you? Fred, are you in one piece of paper? I can't look.
Open your eye flaps. It's over.
JF Card dared to peek open his eyes and saw that his Y-shaped twig was sitting at the top of a box of sticks. Alliposter Tissue and Letterhead Fred were on top of their own sticks, inside a second box.
Thank goodness you're all right. I thought you'd been eaten by crickets. Crickets? Look, I don't know what crickets eat. I'm 10 minutes old.
You three are quite lucky,
said Husilla the Owl, wearing nurse's scrubs and picking up pieces of Stick Dragon's foot before dropping them in these two cardboard boxes.
Are we lucky? Or were we really prepared and thinking ahead when we asked Crystal Ball to livestream our race in case anything bad?
No, I didn't do that for safety. I just did it to impress people.
I used to live my life that way, too,
said Stick Dragon, poking her gigantic nose out of her hospital room.
I was the greatest daredevil dragon the world had ever seen. But with each crash, I had to breathe out more of my magic sticks to keep myself together. Until one day, I woke up and was all sticks.
Plus, you could have hurt a lot of people flying around so recklessly.
Who says I was flying? I drove a tiny race car just like you, and it would have been so cute if only I'd taken the time to put safety before silly.
Exactly. We'll play the safety game from now on before we move on to the next game.
That'll make us so much less dangerous.
And less obnoxious.
Possibly.
Maybe I can help if you put my foot back together.
And so, Jojo Foldycard, Alliposter Tissue, and Letterhead Fred gave up their twice-crashed race car and put Stick Dragon's foot back together. Then, the dragon breathed out a pile of magic sticks into each of their two boxes so the paper dolls could build an obstacle course on a little patch of grass outside. It was all the space the dolls would need to play their daredevil acrobat game.
And let's make sure there's a huge leaf pile on the ground here where we're most likely to fall.
Bearing in mind that a pile of leaves isn't a safe crash pad for kids.
Yeah, but we're made out of paper, so it's plenty safe for us.
Yeah, we're getting it.
and we can also play with this pair of boxes.
Past Fred wanted me to say hello to you, present Fred.
My brain is so blowed up right now.
Goodbye.
Ah, so that's what a pair of boxes.
No, it's not, and it's called a paradox. The end. Wait a minute, where's my lesson? Where's my story? Don't you get it? JF Card was learning the same lesson that you were supposed to. I only learn things when I experience them directly. Well, I'm afraid if we all lived that way, we'd miss out on a lot of important lessons. Hey, you're sitting in my cushion beneath the sunny window. I know, I was just trying to get a little work done, but... Sorry, doctor's orders. I have to nap there 19 hours a day. You already nap here most of the time. 19 hours.
Sorry, we still have to talk to the folks at home for a quick second.
This is my space now, Mr. Eric.
Sorry.
Mama Gemma here to shout out Leto, who just turned 10 on November 20th. He lives in South Australia with his sister Harla. Leto's training to be a pro gamer. He loves Pokemon, Minecraft, Fortnite, and What If World. And the whole family loves listening to us on long drives.
And it's me, a Pipio. Here to shout out to Mateo, who just turned 6 years old in October. He loves Hot Wheels, Legos, and Mario. Never heard of him. And he listens to What If World every night before bed.
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, co-creator of What If World, Craig Martinson for our theme song, our helper Miss Lynn, and all you kids at home who enjoy playing the safety game before getting into the silly game.
Can I please do this part?
No. Until we meowed again, keep one furring.
That was a real stretch, JoJo.
Meow. You're right about that.
What if world? This is What If World.
ICANN is sponsored by Cedarwood Waldorf School, where you can join them on a journey through the grades. An evening for families interested in a school that focuses on nurturing children through arts, multiple languages, experiential learning, and movement. To participate in mini lessons and activities with their teachers, January 25th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Southwest Portland, you can RSVP at cedarwoodwaldorfschool.org/open-houses or through their social media.